That's Shai Wozner on the piano. Wozner has been wowing concertgoers for a while, and now he's released his first solo recording. It's called Shai Wozner, Brahms and Schoenberg. Music critic Tom Manoff has been waiting for this ever since he heard Wozner in recital.
The first thing I noticed about Shai Wozner on stage was that he wasn't a swooner. Although music can have motion that seems to sway, some performers just overdo their body movement, often as part of showmanship. But Wozner focuses the energy of his body directly onto the keys, which helps him produce a deeply rich and penetrating sound without sacrificing nuance, as in this intermezzo by Brahms. Brahms' piano writing can be particularly difficult because his musical structures are often dense. Some pianists play all the notes, but the sound can come out muddy. But Wozner brings transparency to dense passages, revealing their intricacies while maintaining the overall impact of Brahms' characteristically thick textures. Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a theme by Handel is a 19-minute work and one of the main pieces on this recording. I have to admit that I've never really liked the piece until I heard this performance. It's a showcase for Wozner's variety of touch at the keyboard and the different musical worlds he can create. And here's a completely different musical world. It's more than touch, of course, that makes Shai Wozner so impressive. His fingers are at the service of a keen musical mind and deep musical soul. He's downright thrilling in recital, so if you have the chance to see him, take it. You'll witness a young artist at the beginning of his career who, decades down the line, will be spoken of as one of the greats.
Our critic is Tom Manoff. The CD is Shai Wozner, Brahms and Schoenberg.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.